Hi everyone, my name is Mark Davies and I've been working in media and publishing for over 15 years. Today I'm here to give you some advice on starting your career in journalism and specifically why building a portfolio of published articles is an absolute necessity to showcase your competence. When starting out, many recent graduates assume they should immediately pick a popular topic like celebrity gossip or sports to write about. However, my advice is to focus on a specific target audience before you do anything else. Knowing exactly who you are writing for will make your articles much sharper and more appealing to editors who are looking for clear voices. Now, you might dream of getting your name in a national newspaper straight away. It's a great ambition, but in reality, your best chance of getting those crucial first few articles printed is by approaching a student magazine. They are always desperate for content and are much more willing to give beginners a chance to prove themselves than the mainstream press. Once you have some published work, you need to collect it to showcase your competence. Many young writers just save digital links to their work, assuming they will stay online forever. Unfortunately, websites shut down and links easily break. Instead, you must keep a physical copy of every article you write. It serves as permanent proof of your achievements that nobody can delete. When you finally present your portfolio to an editor like me, we are looking for variety, but with a specific focus. While a clever opinion piece or a film review is nice to read, what we really look for is a solid news report to prove you can gather information and handle facts objectively. That is the true core of journalism. Of course, to get published, you'll be sending out lots of ideas or pitches to editors. Because it's so quick, you might expect email to be the best way to do this. But honestly, editors get hundreds of emails a day, and yours can easily get lost. I found that a phone call actually makes a much stronger impression and helps you build a personal connection immediately. Let's talk about the content of your articles. Beautiful writing and perfect grammar are obviously expected from the start. Yet, the skill that truly sets a beginner apart in today's media landscape is rigorous fact-checking. If an editor sees that your portfolio pieces are accurate and reliable, they will trust you with bigger and better assignments. To showcase your portfolio effectively to potential employers, you shouldn't just rely on social media profiles, even if you have a lot of followers. It is absolutely crucial to build your own personal website to host your work professionally. It acts as your digital business card and shows you take your career seriously. You also need to understand the practical side of the industry. Reading textbooks about journalism certainly helps you grasp the theory, but attending a press conference will give you a real taste of how reporters operate in the field. Watching seasoned journalists ask tough questions is an invaluable learning experience. Many aspiring journalists ask me about the best way to gain initial experience in the workplace. While unpaid internships are very common in publishing, I strongly suggest taking on a freelance project instead. This way, you can actually get paid for your efforts while building your reputation and adding independent work to your portfolio. Ultimately, to succeed in this incredibly tough industry, having a way with words is only part of the equation. Some people say that luck is the main factor in getting your big break, but honestly, determination is what will keep you going after facing inevitable rejections. Keep writing, keep pitching, and your portfolio will eventually speak for itself. Good luck!